Unit 20. 20.3. Exercise 2.
Dr. Morris, thanks for lending me that book on eccentricity. I really enjoyed it, especially that bit about Oscar Wilde taking a lobster on a lead for walks and that American Indian guy who spends his life walking backwards. Oh, and of course, we all know nowadays from new research that this sort of behavior has nothing in common with what used to be called lunacy. But it was a bit of an eye-opener that eccentrics are renowned for their longevity. The book reckons that eccentrics don't repress their inner nature and therefore suffer less stress.
That's right, Terry. They are happier as a result and their immune systems work more efficiently. Anyway, what I've always believed is that human behavior ranges from absolute conformity at the normal end of the spectrum to utterly bizarre non-conformity at the opposite end. Though exactly how much deviation from the norm it takes to qualify as a true eccentric is a bit of a vexed point.
So, actually, we are all eccentrics to a greater or lesser extent?
That seems to be right. The question of what is normality is pretty personal. We have all had the experience of talking with a friend who tells us that he has just met someone with the most bizarre or risque habit, only to hear described something which we ourselves routinely do or might wish to do.
I enjoyed the chapter on innovation in the book. Eccentrics seem to be able to see problems from new and unexpected angles, and they can then make imaginative leaps. So, does the man in the street always react negatively to eccentricity?
Well, we all love eccentrics, and yet we are profoundly ambivalent about them. Our collective imagination is piqued by the bizarre behavior of someone like, for example, Howard Hughes, once the richest man in the world, who lived the last days of his life like a mystical hermit. Eccentrics have thrown off the constraints of normal life to let themselves do exactly as they please, and anyone who doesn't like it can get on with it.
The book said only about one person in every 5 to 10,000 is a classic full-time eccentric, and most exhibit traits from an early age. They seem to share 5 traits, being non-conforming, creative, strongly motivated by curiosity, idealistic, and obsessed by one or more hobby horses. Non-conformity seems to be the principal characteristic.
True, though hobby horses also feature highly. There was an 18th century aristocrat with a love of animals called Jack Myers. One time havoc broke loose at one of his dinner parties when he appeared in full hunting costume mounted on his bear. In the ensuing panic, while his friends jumped out of windows or clambered behind chairs, Myers called out, "Tally-ho," and spurred his mount, which turned impatient and ate part of his leg.
Amazing! I think I'll have to go into this in more detail now.
You should. I came across some new findings recently that participants in a study of eccentrics were more likely to endorse what, for a better expression, we call magical thinking. Dreams that portend the future, deja vu, things like that. They tend to focus their attention on their inner universe at the expense of social or even self-care needs.
Could you lend me that research, do you think?